వర్స్ 22 శ్రీ నారద ఉవాచ ఇత్యుక్తాది భవదేవో భక్షితాంగం పిపీలికై కమండలు జలేనోక్ష దివ్యానా మోగరాధస ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదికి ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ శ్రీ నారదముని కంటిన్యూడ్ ఆఫ్టర్ స్పీకింగ్ దిస్ వర్డ్స్ టు హిరణ్యకశిపు లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ ది ఒరిజినల్ బీయింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్ హూ ఈజ్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ పవర్ఫుల్ స్ప్రింకిల్డ్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ ఇన్ఫాలిబుల్ స్పిరిచువల్ వాటర్ ఫ్రమ్ హిస్ కమండల్ అపాన్ హిరణ్యకశిపు's బాడీ which has been eaten away by ants and moths. Thus he enlivened Hiranyakashipu. Sri Narada Muni continued, after speaking these words to Hiranyakashipu, Lord Brahma, the original being of this universe, who is extremely powerful, sprinkled a transcendental infallible spiritual water from his kamandalu upon Hiranyakashipu's body which had been eaten away by ants and moths. Thus he enlivened Hiranyakashipu. Purpose. Lord Brahma is the first created being within this universe and is empowered by Supreme Lord to create. Tena Brahma Hruda Ya Adikavaye. The Adi Deva or Adikavi, the first living creature, was personally thought by the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the heart. There was no one to teach him. But since the Lord is situated within Brahma's heart, Brahma was educated by the Lord himself. Lord Brahma, being especially empowered, is infallible in whatever he wants. This is the meaning of the word Amogha Radhasa. He desired to restore Hiranyakashipu's original body, and therefore, by sprinkling transcendental water from his water pot, he immediately did so. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Vilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Gheshtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayan Rupa Kadamayan Gadati Swapadantakam వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంచ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతం సగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తంస జీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ పాదాన్ సగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితం చ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికా కాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తే సప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియ వాంఛా కల్పతరుభ్యశ కృపా సింధుభ్యవచ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ్ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ్ హరే రామ్ 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 హరే హరే. సో ఇన్ ది భాగవతం వి ఆల్వేస్ హియర్ ఫ్రమ్ ది అథారిటీస్ దెర్ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ మ్యానుఫ్యాక్చర్డ్ దెర్ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ కంకాక్టెడ్. You want a chair or what? Get a chair from there. இருக்கு. அந்த குச்சியை Nothing is concocted, imagined, or speculated. Just like we have many things in the market, bookstalls, novels, fiction. Novel means something new. Fiction. Fiction means just for entertainment, fictitious, what is there? So, such kind of things, maybe, like they say, cock and bull stories, in English are Ammamma Kadalu, Telugu. Nayanamma Kadalu, Ammamma Kadalu. Because children, they have to be entertained. They keep on pulling something, dragging something, breaking something. So to engage them, you keep telling some stories. Nothing real. Just to keep the child, catch her attention. Anaga, anaga, okay, I'll start. Starts like that. So. So these things, they cannot be called knowledge. Knowledge means when you hear something, you learn something, you apply something to your life, and your nature will change, your mentality will change. Suppose you are a drunkard and you get some good knowledge from a doctor. What is drinking habit? How does it harm, destroy your body? Then you become a little awakened. No, no, I don't want to suffer by becoming a drunkard. The difference between material knowledge and spiritual knowledge, or knowledge and the scriptural knowledge. In simple knowledge, you may understand things and you may want to apply them, but you cannot, because the mind is stubborn, the mind is obstinate, you cannot change. That's why slogans are there in the society. Nowadays, every government has a department. Nasha Mukti Kendra. Have you heard? Nasha Mukti Kendra. Means de-addiction centers. People are ruining their lives. People are becoming a problem. And people are becoming antisocial. As it is, we are all, we have no control over our mind. When you are given to lose way of life, then you become more out of control. So, gentleman life means you should know what are your rights and responsibilities. What are your obligations, what you are supposed to do, what you are not supposed to do. Human life is full of responsibility. You see people taking on many responsibilities, like parents are, they are taking care of children, the leaders are struggling to do something for the public, and it looks like they are responsible leaders. but because they are ignorant themselves, they don't know how to do good, how to deliver complete good to the public. The person needs clothes and food, and you only give clothes and wash your hands. I have done my job. It still is in anxiety and worry. So I was telling you the difference between just knowledge and scriptural knowledge. Scriptural knowledge is complete. Complete means about that I tell you. This is not enjoyment. This is not enjoyment. Liquor, cigarette, sex, this is not enjoyment. So people think enjoyment means this is the kind. And then the question comes, then what is enjoyment? That they don't know. They know that smoking is bad. They know that this is bad, that is bad. Alright. But we are searching for happiness. So, if people don't have information, and then he said, let's do it again. Let's do the same. So scriptures are also saying, this is not happiness, this is neti, neti, neti. This is not this, this is not, this is not. Then they are also telling you the substitute. They are also telling you the alternative. It's called spiritual happiness. Unless you get spiritual happiness, you cannot give up mean happiness. You cannot give up lower standard happiness. No, higher standard of life, lower standard of life, degraded life and high grade life. So here, we should always learn from the scriptures. We should always learn from authorities. Who is an authority? Simple. Who has given up material standard of happiness is an authority. Prabhupada says there are two kinds of Mahatmas. Impersonalist and the devotee. That means impersonalist, what did they achieve? At least they understood I am not the body, I am Atma. That is also great knowledge. If anybody understands I am not the body, I am Atma, immediately your very way of looking at the world changes. Your value standards are shuffled. When you understand I am not the body, I am Atma, immediately, then what is my business? What is my happiness? What is my relationship? So everything in this world without spiritual knowledge is illusory. Illusory means it is your concoction. There is no substance to your faith. There is no substance to your attachment. So your Narada Muni is a transcendentalist. Narada Muni's body is not the body like yours and mine. That's why Narada Muni is not limited by material laws of nature. Can you just walk in the sky? But Narada Muni is a space traveler. It's not that he needs a rocket or he needs some arrangement to go and then he has to see where is the petrol station. No. Narada Muni just That means we all have that opportunity. What is possible for Narada Muni, it is possible for everybody. Because Narada Muni is not God. Is Narada Muni God? No. Narada Muni is a devotee of God. That means you can also become devotee of God. That's the one thing we cannot become. We cannot become God. Otherwise you can become Brahma, you can become Shankar, you can become Ganesh, you can become anything. Yanti Deva, Vrata Deva. You qualify yourself, you can go to, just like IAS officer, it's not that only from some families a person can be, not every family, no. Anybody can qualify, be an IAS officer, no? Is that right? Only particular families only, they will go to IAS, no. You qualify yourself, you can. So, we have to hear from authorities in the line of Narada Muni. Even among transcendentalists, you cannot say anybody, everybody chanting Hare Krishna, they are all same. Is that right? No. Everybody can become a pure devotee. That is there. But somebody is a beginner. Is a neophyte devotee. Somebody is a middle class devotee. Somebody is a high class devotee. All devotees. Anybody who is chanting Hare Krishna, they are all devotees. Let's say, Krishna Tiyasya Giritam Manasadriyata. What is the next line? Dikshasya Pranasivishya Bhajantamisam Susrushaya Bhajana. Bhajana manya ananya manya nindadi vrudamepsita sangha nindadi sunya vrudamepsita sangha labda nindadi sunya, devoid of criticism, nindadi sunya. He will not criticize anybody. A high class devotee, he sees that everything is going on perfect because everything is done by or everything is done under the supervision of Krishna. So I don't have to correct anything, change anything. Nindadi sunya hrudamipsita sangalabdhva. So, anyone who becomes a Krishna devotee, he is an extraordinary person. Don't try to see somebody who is a Krishna devotee, you should always respect him. If he is not very advanced, then you may respect him from a distance. Well, respectful from a distance, because he is not inspiring you. He is not exemplary. Still, because anybody who knows Krishna is God, there are very, very rare souls in this world. They are almost on the verge of graduation. Now, they are eligible to get out of this world. Anyone who doesn't know Krishna, they cannot get out of this world. They have to rot. They have to helplessly they have to suffer in this world. So that's why he said always we have to hear from authorities. Authorities means who are following scriptures, who are following the devotees. They are also authorities. That means no concoction, no speculation, just repetition. Try to repeat what we heard without any adulteration. So Narada Muni is, it is mentioned here, who is extremely powerful. So we all want to be powerful, we all want to be exceptional. Only Krishna can make you. Otherwise, your so-called great qualities, when they are tested, you will not prove yourself. So somebody is in a worldly sense, in a material sense, somebody is a big man, but their character is cheap. They may be big by money, they may be big by position, they may be big by mundane knowledge compared to, but really they are nothing. So Narada Muni continued. That means Narada Muni heard. See, after speaking these words to Hiranyakashipu, Lord Brahma, that means Narada Muni heard Lord Brahma speaking to Hiranyakashipu. So he just repeating. And not everybody can follow. Suppose some two lawyers are speaking, some penal code, some criminal section, some civil code, this and that. What do you know? You don't know nothing. You only know how to go to market, buy your vegetables and come cook and eat. You don't know all this legalities. So similarly, when people read these scriptures, they think it is some mythology. The word fiction and myth, they are like synonymous. Myth. Suppose you tell something fantastic, it's a myth. That means it is your thinking, your wishful thinking, fairy tales. So unfortunately, the people are not qualified, they think the scriptures are mythology, or myth. Biology, zoology, mythology. Okay. If your biology is a science, then this mythology is also a science. Actually, they call it science and they call their myth a science. Because that doesn't answer all the questions. But this mythology, this is not really mythology. This is really the science. They use the word mythology, science of myth. But actually, the scriptures are infallible. The word here also used. Lord Brahma, the original being of this universe, is extremely powerful. When you are blessed by God, when you are empowered by God, then you become an exceptional person. Everybody cannot, like devotees, they live for certain values, they live for certain truths, they live for that. But other people, they cannot live like that, giving up tea and coffee, giving up onion, and giving up so many things, and living for God. People cannot understand. Devotee's life is very mystical. Devotees are chanting, worshipping, discussing, and everything is going on, they don't have any scarcity, very mystical. The people think, without job, without paisa, how can life go on? But devotees lead a mystical life. That's why you will not believe in God unless you see devotees living a godly life before you. Your life doesn't change. But when you watch devotees, then you see that. When you follow devotees, then you'll see that, yes, this works. It's a devotees, they are never in anxiety for anything. They know that if we need this, Krishna will give us. If it is necessary for us, for devotees, nothing is unobtainable. There is nothing wondrous for a devotee, because God is extremely powerful. And when a person becomes a genuine devotee of Lord, genuine, what is a genuine devotee? Fake devotee and genuine devotee. Fake devotee means externals. All externals are going on, all right. But internally, if you are materialistic, internally, if you are a sensual person, then it's all a fake thing. If you are chanting Hare Krishna, if you are worshipping Krishna, that means you want to live for Krishna. You want to dedicate your life for Krishna. That is a devotee. Not that you are doing so-called bhakti, but in exchange you want something else. Then that is not bhakti. What is the end result of bhakti? What is the end result of bhakti? More bhakti. End result of bhakti is you want to be very fixed up. You want to do more bhakti. That is the end result. But when you are doing bhakti, suddenly you get an opportunity to go to America. Hello, goodbye. My desires are fulfilled. Thank you, Krishna. Go. If you kick away your opportunity to go to US, Krishna will take you to Golok. Golok. Where you go there and you will never come back again. Everything is perfect there. Natadvasyata Suryo, Asachanka, Napavaka, Yadgatva, Nanivattante, Taddama, Paramamaha. You go to America, you will also be calling, I have a problem here, this year. Then mother will come to understand. That means life there also, like here only. All conflicts, all nuisance, all problems, struggle. Yeah. Entire material nature has the same principle. Abrahma bhavanar loka punaravartana. Wherever you go, same thing. So don't invest your energies to go to US. Don't invest your energies to make up a big bank balance. They will automatically come. Suppose you become a very great devotee. People say, we want to invite you to the United States. Please come. Come and do preaching there. It's a byproduct. And if you are a very good devotee, people will come and say, we want to donate this many acres of land. We want to donate this many lakhs of rupees. You don't have to separately try for that. Just Tivrena Bhakti Yogena, Rajatapa, Tivrena Bhakti Yogena. That's why you have to be very clear. When you are come to a genuine saintly person, a Krishna devotee, Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasha, Krupa Sindhubhayavacha, పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. ద డివోటీ ఆల్సో లుక్స్ లైక్ యూ ఓన్లీ, ఇట్స్ కట్ ఇన్ బాడీ, దట్ విల్ ఆల్సో బ్లీడ్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ దట్ యూ ఆర్ ఎ డివోటీ, వెన్ యూ కట్ నో బ్లడ్ విల్ కమ్. ఇస్ ఇట్ లైక్ దట్? నో. డివోటీ మీన్స్ బై కాన్షియస్నెస్, దట్ ఈస్ కాన్షియస్నెస్, కృష్ణ కాన్షియస్. సో ఏ డివోటీ ఈస్ వేర్ ఇస్ హార్ట్ ఈస్, వేర్ ఇస్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ ఆర్, అండ్ హూమ్ యూ వాంట్స్ టు సర్వ్, దట్ మేక్స్ ది డిఫరెన్స్. యువర్ ఇంట్రెస్ట్ ఇస్ కృష్ణ అండ్ యువర్ గోల్ ఇస్ కృష్ణ అండ్ యూ వాంట్ టు సర్వ్ కృష్ణ. సర్వ్ కృష్ణ, దట్ ఈస్ ద డివోటీ. Don't be inconvenienced by petty problems that come and go in life. When you are after Krishna, sometimes you may have difficulty for food. Sometimes you may have some allegations put on you. And sometimes you may not get any recognition. But a devotee is simply, his aim is one. Yavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana. Once you understand that everything in this world is a problem, what is the answer? Everything in this world is a problem. Get out. That is the answer. But nobody is talking like that. Meetings, resolutions. Somebody said, so, Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana. See here, Lord Brahma, Prabhupada said, Lord Brahma has, who is Guru of Lord Brahma? For everybody, when you ask who is your Guru, you have to answer. Except Brahma. Everybody, if you ask Naradji, who is your Guru Maharaj? What is Narad say? Brahma. No? You ask Vyasadev, who is your Guru Maharaj? Yet Naradji is my Guru Maharaj. Everybody, anyone who has become a great person in this world, they have learned what is the right value system and how to attain that. Spiritual status is a right value system. We don't consider anything else as of any worth. Only your spiritual advancement, that is your achievement in life. Whether you are a grihastha, whether you are a businessman, whether you are American, Indian, man, woman, you cannot be any superior by those designations. But if you come to spiritual path, you are an exceptional person. Krishna says in భగవద్గీత, మనుష్యాణం సహస్రేషు కశ్చిత్ యతతి సిద్ధయే యతతామపి సిద్ధానాం కశ్చిన్ మాం వేతి తతతః. ఇట్స్ ఎ వెరీ రేర్ పర్సన్ ఈజ్ కన్విన్స్డ్ అబౌట్ ఈ స్పిరిచువల్ నేచర్ అండ్ ఈజ్ రిలేషన్షిప్ విత్ కృష్ణ. జస్ట్ వాచ్ యువర్ లైఫ్. యూ డోంట్ బ్రేక్ యువర్ రిలేషన్ విత్ కృష్ణ. You maintain it and see what will be in the end of your life. Fame will come, opulence will come, you will be, popularity will come, everything will come. But a devotee is not is not influenced by that. A devotee is simply compassion. Compassion, a devotee is not looking for, I built 10 temples, I have 10,000 disciples, and even very prominent people, I have contacts with them. Devotee is not bothered. Devotee is simply is very compassionate. You want to give Krishna to others. That is a devotee. What on that day Narasingha, that Nityananda Trayodashi day, what are the three hallmarks of a devotee? A devotee is recognized by three things. One is he has a service attitude. A devotee is not looking, he just is eager. Non-devotees, you want to serve them, you want to help them to become devotees. Devotees, you want to serve them and please them. So service is one of the hallmarks. Anyone who is trying to exploit others, anyone who is trying to smartly utilize others for his sense gratification is a duplicitous person. A devotee's nature is that he wants to serve. And the second characteristic of a devotee is compassionate. He cannot keep quiet. One time, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, his throat was very bad. When he was preaching, going everywhere, his throat is almost like there is no sound in his throat. Completely exhausted. And then, naturally a preacher, what is the most important organ for a preacher? Throat. The throat is not there, what will he preach? He had, what is Maharaj saying? He become, unless you hear clearly, then you become enlivened. So Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj throat, baidya. When a person is exhausted, he is running, exhausted, baidya. He cannot run anymore. So, and then they brought very eminent doctor. He said, I'm sure this man uses his throat too much. So he said, I prescribe that you should take rest for 10 days. You should not utilize it so that it will recover, it will recuperate, it will rejuvenate. Get back, completely flat, flattened. Then they told, he thought he is going to give some medicine and okay, we'll take medicine so we'll be back on our job. But the doctor prescribed complete rest to your throat for 10 days. Don't meet anybody. Don't talk. He said, that I cannot. Bhaktisiddhanta, I will die if I don't preach. I will die. Why should I live in this world if I cannot preach? That means compassion. He cannot see people living in ignorance. He cannot see people suffering. He cannot leave people leading a sinful life. He wants to speak to them. So, one thing is service. Second thing is compassion. What is the third thing? Who will say? It's okay. Bhavin recognizes. He always glorifies other devotees. That is the nature of a devotee. A devotee always appreciates others. Even if he is not a devotee, so Saradamma is cooking. Wow, she is cooking for Krishna, like that. Devotee or not devotee, but some service to the Lord is being done, appreciate, like that. So, glorifying others is a hallmark of a devotee. And the people who are not such good devotees, I am better than him, I am better than her, I am finding fault. That means you are not devotees. A devotee's nature is always find something good in others. That Maharaj, you know, I was listening to a class in Mayapur, Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth, she is the Queen of UK. And they brought a criminal to her. He has done many murders. So they said, this guy is such a criminal, cruel man. He has to be given capital punishment, decapitation, death sentence. You know? They brought, they somehow they found him, arrested him, and they put all charges on him. And then they said, there's only one punishment for him. Behead him. And big people are very compassionate, kind. They said, the police told the queen, this guy, he killed this, that. After investigating, we have found out that all the charges are true. So the punishment meted out to him, that he should be given death sentence. This lady is very, because big people are very compared, big people are, means they're always kind. Okay. Then Queen Elizabeth said, you have investigated his life so much. Tell me anything good you have seen in the investigation. Anything good. Because you are investigating, went there and there. And then they said, this guy, he killed so many people, but he loves his parents, mother and father. No, that means he's not a bad person. He has a kind heart. If he's a cruel person just by nature, he will be doing something to parents also. That means there is something in him. If he's just a cruel person, he will be cruel to everybody. He will go and grill his mother, father also. But the investigator themselves, they told that this guy is cruel to everybody, but he loves his father and mother. Ah, that's great. You flare it up. He has a good heart. Increase the good heart. So he said, I give him my clemency. I forgive him. Nowadays people don't love their parents. But this guy is a criminal, but he loves his parents. So Queen Elizabeth, he said, that's great. So they were all puzzled. And actually that worked. And he said, he has some kindness. This kindness can be flared up. Right? It can be ignited. Then when the criminal, when he saw Queen Elizabeth so good in dealing with him, he said, I should also be like her. I should not do any harm to anybody else. So, change of heart. By killing a person, you are just finishing him up. But if you can deal with him in such a way that there is change of heart, you can do so much to the world. So the point is, people who are really great in their nature, they have the three qualifications. One is, they always look good in others. Number two is, they are always service-minded. Don't expect what others can do for me. what can I do for others? And automatically others want to do for you. If you are always serving, how long you will hold back? Suppose somebody is serving you all the time. Naturally, you also become very favorable to him. This person I helped you this way, that way. I should also do something for him. But you don't do anything, but you expect, oh, you have to do this for me. Not a right thing. No? So, service-mindedness and compassion and glorification of the devotees, seeing good in others. Such a person will never be agitated. Such a person will never be disturbed in life. So that's why you are seeing Brahma, Narad, Hiranyakashipu is a very demoniac person. But what did Brahma do? He sprinkled transcendental waters. And then, because by great tapasya, Hiranyakashipu's body became emaciated. And because he was staying in one place, just meditating, his body, you know, just like I sit like this all the time, and then rats may come and stay under me, and lizards may, because they think this is a mummy. They think this, if you don't go, if you are moving, they don't come. Hiranyakashipu is such terrible tapasya. And Brahma, don't think Brahma is foolish to give boons and all that. He is just rewarding, this guy has done great tapasya, I should give. And Krishna is there. How you will use the powers derived from tapasya, that Lord will handle him. But for himself, being a generous man, he brought him back to his original shape. That means all his weak body, everything got right. Become very strong again. And he gave him many boons. So, they know that Krishna is in control of everything. We should be kind to people. We should be good to people. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Dhrangaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki.